W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The White House says Congress should not play politics with the national debt ceiling. Republicans are pushing for federal spending cuts before agreeing to raise the limit beyond the current $31 trillion. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says if Congress doesn't meet tomorrow's deadline, the nation will default on its debt payments.
It is essential for Congress to recognize that dealing with the debt ceiling is their constitutional responsibility. This is an easy one. This is something that should be happening without conditions.
In New Mexico, a court appearance today for failed Republican candidate Solomon Pena. Pena is accused of targeting Democratic lawmakers after he lost a bid for the state house. He's being held on suspicion of charges, including shooting at a dwelling and conspiracy. A new government report shows that Americans are cutting back on spending. Retail sales fell last month 1.1%. Americans curbed spending on big-ticket items from appliances to furniture. This is ABC News. Microsoft says it will lay off about 10,000 employees. The giant says it wants to cut costs and refocus on strategic priorities like artificial intelligence. Members of a U.S. delegation in Israel say they won't meet with some senior Israeli officials.
The lawmakers set to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the new Speaker of the Israeli Parliament. But the delegation, co-led by Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada, ruling out any meetings with two new far-right ministers, Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir. This will be the pair's first, but unlikely last, unofficial U.S. political snub, apparently over their anti-Arab, pro-annexation, and homophobic views. Jordana Miller, ABC News.
A French nun believed to be the world's oldest person has died. Lucille Randon, known as Sister Andre, was 118. She made headlines in 2021 when she tested positive for the coronavirus, becoming one of the world's oldest survivors of COVID-19. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. State Senate Democrats have had it with a controversial member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
I am angry. I am irritated. And I am frustrated.
That's Milwaukee's LaTanya Johnson. She's part of a new push to get Republican Robert Spindell off the panel that oversees elections in Wisconsin. He was a fake Trump elector and recently praised GOP efforts to suppress black and Hispanic voter turnout in Milwaukee. No word yet on what Spindell or Republican leaders might do. There are no more full-time prosecutors working in the Dodge County District Attorney's Office. Former DA Kirk Klomberg just quit to protest the office's staffing shortage. In sports, the Bucks beat Toronto last night. Wisconsin edged Penn State. Marquette hosts Providence tonight. You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin. You're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier happy hour. Dom, I gotta say, my only momentary, I'm a little troubled.
Why are you troubled, Michael?
The fine audience at WCPT, 820 AM out of Chicago, KTNF, 950 AM, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, our friends on Progressive Voices, the app, they might have missed the last hour of radio that we made. I gotta tell you, perhaps award-winning, and you always... You always know it's the best radio when a couple of things happen. One.
Yeah. What's that?
I am embarrassed just a little bit for you and the show product, but also I'm very, very proud. I think, you know, when you've got those torn emotions, you know,
you walked
up to some lines and then crossed them and there's no taking it back now. So you might as well have fun. Join us on the phones. 844-967-2789. Going to have some fun in this hour. It's the happier happy hour. Dom started all angry. We're going to move past that.
Come on. Yeah, if you missed it, just go back to civicmedia.us. You can download the podcast and listen to it. It's worth it.
I bet you Tiny D's mom will listen later. Dominic, I got some polling.
Oh!
That sets up my chosen topic. I hope you agree with me. I hope
I'll roll with it, man. I'm good.
Both entertaining and professional. When I tell you that Donald Trump's crushing Ron DeSantis in the new morning consult poll.
Wow.
I know, you know, DeSantis is the great white hope from Florida. Won the big reelective campaign in the midterms. Well, he beat another Republican in Charlie Crist. Guy can call himself a Democrat, but that doesn't make him a Democrat. In fact, it makes him a damn unappealing Democrat. So I don't see any particular electoral strength. And you know what they say about DeSantis?
What?
A, he doesn't schmooze well with donors. And B, he lacks for charm. He's not a charming guy. I'd like to think I'm a charming guy. I used to think it of you, but then I've seen some of your recent emails.
Well, yeah. DeSantis, though, the white boots, he's a hell of a dresser. Really an eye for fashion.
Well, he and Nancy Sinatra both have that going for him. Anyways, let's jump into the polling, and I'll try to make a point, and we'll make some time for some calls. We'll insult somebody's mama. I feel quite confident.
Former President Trump holds a 17-point lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a hypothetical GOP primary matchup, according to a new poll. The Morning Consult poll released today showed Trump 48 with potential Republican primary voters, followed by Ron DeSantis, 31%. Trump's front-runner position differs from some polls since the November midterm elections, which have shown DeSantis closing the gap with Trump or taking a lead in some cases. So suddenly, Trump's back on top, at least according to this polling. Former Mike President Hang Mike Pence came in third with 8%. Mike Pence, you should have, politically, you should have just let him hang you in effigy that day. Because you're never going to be the president. When a mob of MAGA supporters come looking to hang your ass high, you're not going to split that infinitive and find a way to get them to cast a vote for you.
Find a way to appeal to them? Can you cut a deal with them?
Liz Cheney, 3%. Nikki Haley and Ted Cruz, 2%.
Ugh.
That 2% for Cruz seems like a statistical anomaly to me, Dom. So anyways, here's the troubling part. I've said this a couple times, and you are completely dismissive of the Donald Trump campaign 2024. I can see why. Guy's barely left Mar-a-Lago, dropped a couple of truthy social missives, and he calls that a campaign. But he's going on the road to South Carolina. He's currently, depending on which poll you read, currently perhaps even crushing his early competition. And 72-75% of Republicans still look favorably on this twice-impeached, soon-to-be-indicted former president. And here's the quandary, Dom. You know, we can all say, well, he looks very vulnerable. Not the Ron DeSantis. We're about at the time when these presidential candidates start jumping in. Trump a little early to the party. But Joe Biden has to probably make a public announcement by the State of the Union address, a couple of weeks. Probably an incumbent president running for re-election wants to make the announcement before he addresses the nation. Probably. Just crude strategy, but that's my thought. If Trump is really that strong, still with Republican primary voters, well, Joe Biden is going to feel obligated to run again. And I don't see that as the best possible outcome for our nation. Now, perhaps if these two guys are caught in this Biden-Trump symbiotic political relationship. So if Trump's the candidate, then Biden has to be the candidate. And I can see the logic there. He already beat him once. But what I don't understand, Dom, it's why we got to talk about it on the radio for the next 2.5 years. 2 years, man, right? We're stuck with this dynamic, Trump-Biden 2? I hope not. We'll get there, but let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I'm ready to participate, that's for sure. I wanted to add a few comments about Bob Spindell, and you need people in your audience to be able to shift the focus this way. I'll say it. Bob Spindell is a disgusting bowl of rat droppings. The guy is disgusting. He's a bowl of rat droppings. Any person who in this day and age is working to suppress the votes of Black and Latino people in this state is a bowl of rat droppings, and that's Bob Spindell. I would contrast Mr. Spindell to, and I've done this before, talked about this before, but I'll bring it up now. I am on Team Lombardi, Vince Lombardi, and Vince Lombardi led this state in terms of integration of African-American people on his team and gay people on his team. He was a person that celebrated diversity and to the extent that he was working to try to get it so that his African-American players could have fair housing, so that his African-American players would never be pushed away out of a restaurant. He told restaurateurs in Green Bay, if you don't serve my Black players, don't expect to serve my white players either. This is the kind of focus and energy that he had in creating an icon of our state that has been critical to our cultural and economic situation as compared to Bob Spindell, who is working to suppress votes and is a bowl of rat droppings. So I would say that I am on Team Lombardi, and that means to any Republican, and I'm at this point, any Republican that starts talking about how, hey, I love the Packers, great, you know, let's talk about the Packers, I would say, you know, if you're a Republican, I don't think you can be on Vince Lombardi's team. And Vince Lombardi would have kicked your tail off the team because Vince Lombardi celebrated diversity and understood that diversity wins the day. So Bob Spindell, mister, I am on Team Lombardi. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Joe, thank you so much for your call. And for sake of clarity, Vince Lombardi is a, what, Super Bowl winning playoff coach. That's how he would differ from like Bud Grant or any other Vikings coach in history. And Bob Spindell is a Wisconsin elections commissioner who bragged about suppressing 37,000 black and Latino votes in Milwaukee specifically between 18 and 22. And we had a black candidate at the top of the ticket on the Democratic side for the U.S. Senate. And he lost by 26,000 votes. And oh yeah, one other thing, other than the rat droppings thing about Bob Spindell, Bob is also a fraudulent Trump elector, which I allege would be a crime under both Wisconsin law and under federal law. And I wish the Democratic Attorney General in the state of Wisconsin, recently reelected, to try and convict fraudulent Trump electors. Josh, please, heed my words. Do your job. Charge Bob Spindell, and we won't have to worry with whether or not he's qualified to sit on the elections board. He can work it out from cell block six.
And if you're feeling just a little hesitant, AG call, perhaps give Dana Nessel a call, the AG from Michigan, because she sat on the sidelines for a moment to see what the feds were going to do. Well, she's done waiting. And there she is now, as the state of Michigan, pursuing their own case against the fraudulent electors. The path is before you, Josh. Why don't you just walk down it? It's so easy.
844-967-2789. John from Joliet. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hey, boys. How are you today?
Good, man.
Don't leave JB out of the equation here for president. He's a real billionaire, too.
JB Pritzker, could you see him jumping in?
Yeah.
Do you think he's got that ambition?
He might. I mean, of course, it's easy to win in Illinois if you're. He is pretty popular.
Well, that's like anointing Ron DeSantis because he won re-election in Florida. It's like, well, okay, but will that play on the road?
JB has a lot more personality, maybe, or charisma. I don't know. He's
money
is like a. Yeah.
Well, money makes. Well, but Bloomberg had lots of money, and that didn't work out so well.
Yeah, true that.
John, you remember Scott Walker? I like to call him Wanker, the former Republican governor of the state of Wisconsin.
Another fine product from Wisconsin.
Well, here's what I would say: Ron DeSantis. Is Scott Walker with better hair and a tan. But they've got the same trajectory. You know, they look good on paper, and then you meet them, and you think, maybe not.
It's like Darren Bailey was popular until he opened his mouth, and everyone heard him talk up here in the northern suburbs, so, you know, or in the northern part of the state, you know, Mr. Farmer.
Appreciate your call, John. Thanks for listening. Joliet. Got friends, WCPT 820 AM, and of course, Civic Media app. Take us worldwide. All the Patriots do, and the Bears fans. I don't even hold it against you anymore. Vikings fans, you know, well, I guess you got your divisional championship. Does that come with the trophy? They don't call the Lombardi trophy after the divisional championship?
I think you're going to plaque.
A ribbon. Come back, more Devils. Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos.
people that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows level off around 32. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely 34. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 32.
Rain showers likely, ice level off around 39. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night, chance for snow, lows dip down to about 26. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News, L-O-J,
the Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
I don't know about knocking me out, but your mama never threw me out. There we go again, Dom.
There we go, man. I know.
It all comes full circle back to
Tiny D. Certainly does.
Dom, I'd like to talk about a codependent relationship.
Do we really have to air our dirty laundry on the radio, man?
Well, our therapist is busy this week, so we will get to the phones. Just be a little patient. Listeners, you find people to call 844-967-2789. Opinion by Rich Lowry over at Politico. Rich Lowry is the chief over at the National Review. So this guy's conservative. If you're unfamiliar, I just want you, fair audience, to consider the source. But I do like how he turns a phrase, Dom. America may not want a Trump-Biden rematch, but Donald Trump and Joe Biden sure do. That's the problem, Dom. Nobody wants it, but that's what we're going to get.
No, we're not.
We'll see. A CNN poll late last year showed that 6 in 10 Republicans and Republican-leaning independents want a different GOP nominee in 24. In a roughly similar proportion of Democrats hope for a nominee other than Joe Biden. Not that either man is inclined to pay any attention. Trump wants revenge against a president who humiliated him in 2020 and who, with an approval rating in the mid-40s, would seem ripe for the picking. Biden wants to run against a persistently unpopular, controversy-plagued former president whom he beat once and used to great effect as a foil in the 2022 midterms. Trump's best argument is that his policies were better than Biden's. Biden's best argument is he's not Trump. See where we're going here, Dom?
I got you, man.
It's the weirdest, the most dispiriting, symbiotic relationship in politics. It's the career politician soaked in conventional politics versus the upstart developer with zero respect for rules. The establishmentarian versus the populist, boring versus erratic, and unpopular versus unpopular as well. Now that you mention it, old versus old. If Biden stepped aside, Trump might feel a little less driven to run. Whereas if Trump declined to run, Democrats would be a lot more nervous about how Biden would match up against a younger, less toxic GOP opponent. As it is, the weakness of each is a motivator and a prop for the other. Just consider the latest news, Dom. It's probably a good rule of thumb not to run a presidential candidate who's under federal investigation for mishandling classified documents.
But does that rule still hold when your candidate could well be running against another candidate who's also under federal investigation for mishandling classified documents? These are the imponderables that a potential Biden-Trump rematch present. It's imponderable, Dom.
Crudy, both can point fingers at the other for his respective lapses in storing classified documents and try to argue, in effect, hey, your special counsel investigation is much worse than my special counsel investigation. My dad's going to beat up your dad. Trump talked into this argument in his characteristic fashion. In a True Social post, he mocked Biden for having classified documents on the damp floor of his flimsy, unlocked, and unsecured garage, whereas Mar-a-Lago is a highly secured facility with security cameras all over the place. Of course, Biden famously insisted that his garage was locked. He has a classic Corvette to protect, after all. Biden's team and allies have made the opposite case that, in contrast to Trump, his mistakes were inadvertent and immediately reported to authorities who could take the appropriate steps, whereas Trump resisted returning the files for months. Regardless of the merits, there's no doubt that Biden's possession of classified documents materially assists Trump in his case. It might save him from indictment. Again, I totally disagree with Rich Lowry on this one, but I digress. By the same token, Trump's possession of classified documents materially assists Biden in his case. The discovery of the documents in Biden's various unsecured locations may be a fiasco, but not one as drawn out and legally fraught as the Mar-a-Lago drama. It's a little like both parties running candidates in the 1972 campaign who had authorized break-ins, or a 1980 campaign who had a president over who had presided over double-digit inflation. Biden can lean on Trump in similar fashion on all sorts of other matters. Biden hasn't lived up to his billing as a normal president, but the most prominent Republican alternative is dining with anti-Semites and musing about suspending the Constitution. Biden's a gaffe machine, but so is his adversary. Biden would be 82 if inaugurated in 2025, Trump would be 78. The midterms were proof of concept for the proposition that Biden can use Trump and a Trumpified Republican Party to get the voting public to tolerate or look beyond his own failings. This is a playbook that would be much more difficult to run against Ron DeSantis or other potential Republican nominees. Now, it's entirely possible that the second season of Trump versus Biden never makes it to production. Despite all signs indicating that he wants to run again, Biden might pull up short because he doesn't feel up for it. For his part, Trump has a significant chance of winning the Republican nomination, yet it isn't a gimme, and it shouldn't help him that Biden and the Democrats so obviously want to run against him, just as they wanted to run against so many of his acolytes last November. If the prospect of returning to 2020 is unappealing, look on the bright side. We never really left. Trump has never let us forget that he lost to Biden, although he prefers to refer to it as getting the election stolen from him, while Biden has never let us forget that Trump is waiting in the wings. Despite their enmity, both men want and need each other politically, whether that's what the country is interested in or deserves or not. Rich Lowry, conservative. Writing this one is found at the Politico. He is the chief editor at National Review. Now, Crudy, we talked about this briefly. CNN has a poll that talked about 6 in 10 want someone else. But you had a newer poll out saying that, what, more Republicans want Trump now?
Well, just that he's more popular than Ron DeSantis in the morning consult poll. What I think happens is the similar math to what happened in 16. You get lots of Republicans in the pool. Trump doesn't have to win the popular vote. He's just got to win more votes than Ron DeSantis in a split electorate. He wins 35% in Iowa, 35% in New Hampshire, 35% in South Carolina. He's well on his way to winning the Republican nomination. Just saying. Come back. More devils. Just saying.
The Shaw 101 FM.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The White House says Congress should not play politics with the national debt ceiling. Republicans are pushing for federal spending cuts before agreeing to raise the limit beyond the current $31 trillion. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says if Congress doesn't meet tomorrow's deadline, the nation will default on its debt payments.
It is essential for Congress to recognize that dealing with the debt ceiling is their constitutional responsibility. This is an easy one. This is something that should be happening without conditions.
In New Mexico, a court appearance today for failed Republican candidate Solomon Pena. Pena is accused of targeting Democratic lawmakers after he lost a bid for the state house. He's being held on suspicion of charges, including shooting at a dwelling and conspiracy. A new government report shows that Americans are cutting back on spending. Retail sales fell last month 1.1%. Americans curbed spending on big ticket items from appliances to furniture. This is ABC News.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Dane County Judge Chris Taylor is running unopposed to serve on the State Court of Appeals, but that's not stopping her from getting out on the campaign trail in a different role, explaining the importance of the appeals court, yes, but also the race for state Supreme Court. It doesn't get the attention of races for governor or U.S. Senate, but it arguably has more of an impact on the lives of Wisconsinites when you see how the current conservative majority has reduced voting rights and made it tougher to fight a pandemic.
My opinion, of course, is that our role is to protect and expand people's rights, not take them away.
Taylor says beyond voting rights, the Supreme Court race can also determine whether women can get back the right to make their own personal, private health care decisions. Join us for Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m. and at upnorthnewswi.com.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show. I see what you did there, E-Bone. Dom, I got a couple of show notes. This fine program, some call us the greatest radio show ever, except that one guy.
That guy.
But Dom, we are playing out in Green Bay right now, WGBW. Green Bay, Wisconsin, GBW. See what we did right there?
What's up, Green Bay?
97.9 FM. If you got friends up in Brown County, tell them 97.9 FM. All the way up to Marinette, 1590 AM. It's a big stick, man. Going to have some fun up there in the Fox Valley. I wonder what Mediocre Joe is up to out in the Fox Valley. Got to pick some fights up there as well. You could be the show troll. You could precede us in the Fox Valley now. Start talking trash on Twitter, emails. You know how it does. One other show note. Summer turning in right now for the Waukesha South High School basketball game. And I've got a little programming update. The visiting team, apparently Marshall High School, they thought the game was at 7. And they're on their way, but that game will not tip off on time tonight, unfortunately. So we are scrambling behind the scenes to bring you fine coverage of Waukesha South High School. They were conference champs last year, Dom. And Marshall High School, that game, they're expecting the tip at 6 p.m. after the greatest radio show ever.
Slightly delayed.
Thank God they had to preempt us and someone...
Oh, come on.
There would have been hell to pay. Someone's mom would have been in big, big trouble. 844-967-2789. Dom, you know, I want to get to the George Santos character. I think you had a daily update for us, but first, let's say hi to Dick from Madison. He's been patient. How you doing, Dick? What do you got?
Hey, Dick. Real good, guys. George Santos. I mean, what a... Well, I won't even go there.
What a fine embodiment of all Republican principles at this late hour.
Yes, he represents MAGA. He is the new generation of MAGA, Dick.
Yeah, he is. It's been quite a week, you would have to admit, when Chuck Todd gets the best of Ron Johnson, and that's a real low bar to get to. But the thing I found fascinating is when they're talking about Republicans that are up, maybe potential other people that would run in 2024, this shows you how superficial and ignorant and just stupid they are. Nikki Haley, and then they went, oh, she has a bad complexion. Oh. Really?
She doesn't look like she's from Central Casting, Dick. You know, Trump likes to...
Well...
All his people... have to look like Trump, the job they're supposed to have. Like Steven Mnuchin looked like a Trump. Money nerd.
My point is with Trump. I mean, come on. This is just where we're at. Talking about something as stupid as this.
Well, we don't have to be. We could move on from the topic.
Right, but that is, I mean, of course. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, Dick. I mean, look at the rest of the MAGAs, man. They're getting on committees now. MAGA has taken over the Republican Party, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and George Santos, they've got committee assignments now, Dick. So, you know, we get the government we deserve, I guess. I mean, I swear to God, they think they won the House by like 100 seats. You know, McCarthy had 15 votes to become Speaker. You don't really have a whole lot of political capital to spend, my friend.
Kevin McCarthy doesn't have a mandate?
I don't think so.
Dominic, the former president, Donald Trump, today he implored the special counsel, do the right thing! In this case, the right thing, investigate Barack Obama.
Of course he did.
Let me give you a little coverage where I found it at the Roar story. I like it raw. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday tried to use a new tactic to get Special Counsel Jack Smith off his tail. Look over there! Encourage him!
Really? Yeah, what exactly? I mean, Jack Smith is not going to be swayed or influenced by whatever Trump puts on his
social media. Hey, Dad, look over there! Look over there!
Come on, man.
Trump's new tactic encouraged the Special Counselor to investigate former President Barack Obama instead. Writing on his Truthy social platform, Dom, the former president once again lashed out at the special counsel, that's hardly newsworthy, who is investigating him for both his attempts to illegally remain in power after losing the 2020 election. That's the big one, Dom. And then the paperwork crimes, the top secret documents at Mar-a-Lago. Here's what Trump asked. Why aren't they asking President Obama what's going on with his administration? Crooked Hillary took an illegally deleted acid-washed, you know, like Trump's jeans, 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena for those emails from the United States Congress, and who knows how many classified documents Joe took, especially pertaining to Ukraine and China. In fact, Clinton was under investigation from the FBI, which decided not to charge her criminally, even though then FBI Director James Comey said he acted reckless. Oh, pardon me. She acted recklessly. I would characterize it as he acted recklessly.
Yes.
Read on. She acted recklessly in using private email server during her tenure as the Secretary of State. Additionally, President Joe Biden is facing a special prosecutor of his own. As Attorney General Merrick Garland earlier this month announced the appointment of Robert Hur, former U.S. Attorney Robert Hur, to investigate Biden's potential mishandling of classified documents. Trump closed out his post with another attack on Jack Smith, as well as a plea to look into the former president's political opponents, maybe Trump-hating special prosecutor Jack Smith, who is doing the dirty work for his Marxist Democratic friends. Should do the right thing for our country. Please look over there. Please look over there.
Yes, I'm sure the insults will motivate Jack Smith in every way possible.
You know, a more believable and tangible threat would be if Donald Trump threatened to take Jack Smith's mom furniture shopping.
Right. Might get all tic-tacked up. 844-967-2789. Crudy, Trump is Trump. He's out there, he's flailing. And it's exactly these kinds of things why I don't think he's going to end up being, the opponent of Joe Biden in 2024. George Santos, let's get the George Santos update. We got a couple of them, and these are some juicy details, folks. The New York Post reporting, disgraced Rep. George Santos allegedly conned a disabled homeless veteran out of thousands of dollars donated to save the man's dying service dog, according to a stomach-turning report, as the New York Post writes. This alleged account adds to Santos's growing list of shady behavior from a largely forged resume to fabricated Jewish heritage, which has entangled the freshman congressman since he was elected to represent parts of Long Island and Queens. The veteran, Richard Ostoff, told the local news site Patch that he met Santos, who introduced himself as Anthony DeValder, during a tough time in his life in May of 2016. Ostoff, who was honorably discharged from the Navy in 2002, was living in a tent on the side of Route 9 in Howell, New Jersey, with his beloved service dog Sapphire at the time, Patch reported. Sapphire, the dog, was suffering from a life-threatening stomach tumor that was growing by the day, and surgery to remove the tumor would cost $3,000, according to the vet's estimate. The veteran, who couldn't afford the surgery, asked a veterinary technician, said a veterinary technician took him aside and offered assistance via a pet charity called Friends of Pets United, run by Anthony DeValder, an alias used by Santos in the past. DeValder set up a GoFundMe to raise funds for Sapphire, and once it hit its goal of $3,000, he closed and deleted the fundraising page and became hard to reach before he disappeared altogether, Ostoff told Patch. The Navy vet, now 47, never saw a penny of the donations, and his beloved service dog died on January 15th, 2017. Little girl never left my side in 10 years, he told the Patch. I went through two bouts of seriously considering suicide, but thinking about leaving her without me saved my life. I loved that dog so much, I inhaled her last breaths when I had her euthanized. His account was corroborated by fellow veteran and retired New Jersey Police Sergeant Michael Ball, who told Patch that when he heard what happened, he tried to help Ostoff by reaching out to Santos. His quote, I contacted Santos and told him, you're messing with a veteran, and that he needed to give back the money or use it to get Ostoff another dog. He was totally uncooperative on the phone. Ostoff said Santos requested he take Sapphire to a Queens veterinarian instead of the New Jersey practice because he had credit with a practice in the Big Apple. The vet tech who told Ostoff about Santos' charity drive drove the pair to the Queens practice, where a vet said that a tumor was inoperable. Santos claimed that he instead donated the $3,000 to other dogs in need because Sapphire wasn't a candidate for surgery and Ostoff didn't do things his way, according to a text exchange reviewed by Patch. After that, Ostoff Santoff was never able to reach Santoff again. There are no official records of Santos's animal charity Friends of Pets United being registered as a tax-exempt organization or charity, according to the New York Times.
How dare you imply that Santos would make up a dog charity, Dom?
Right. It's shocking? Surprised?
It's right there in the phone book after the People Fund and Vandalay Industries. 844-967-2789. I hear he's got a new alias that's come to light, too. Get to that next. But let's get to Marguerite from Cottage Grove. Welcome, Marguerite. What do you got for us?
Hey, Marguerite.
Hi. I just wanted to bring up the thought that George Santos is actually Borat.
It is an intriguing thought. Like,
in the second.
It does seem like this human being is playing a character. I mean, I'd be more encouraged to find out he was Borat. At least...
Maybe it's Andy Kaufman. I don't know.
I as soon as I saw his face, that's exactly who I thought of. You know, Rudy laying down on the bed.
Oh, terrible. So bad.
Stuff. I know. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, thank you, guys.
Thank you. You know, here's the great part. Our audience is just as unprofessional and entertaining as we are, Dom. 844-967-2789. Pizza Box. Mike, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Mike.
Well, hey, you know, I'm going to go watch the assembly tomorrow. Are you guys going to be there?
What's going on at the assembly? Is that the special... They're going to push through the special referendum to turn out conservative voters, so the celebrity judge Jennifer Doro, or perhaps the everybody hates him contemptuous Dan Kelly, can get pumped up to victory in the spring Supreme Court election, Mike?
Well, I love it. Right at the beginning, they bring on the fake preacher and do all the praying and stuff like that. They're going to do all the people's work. But anyway, you know, the reason why is, you know, I'd suggest everybody go watch the Republicans, because they're always up there in D.C. saying, send it back to the states. Let them decide what they want. And then you see what the Senate does. You know, they say, no, we don't want a statewide referendum on things we know we can't win, right? Like marijuana, freedom to choose for women, all the other things like education and everything else. No, it just gets worse.
No, Michael, anyway, you know, yeah, these are politically cynical actions. These are purely get out the vote mechanisms, these referendums on behalf of these Republicans. You know, they don't actually want to poll the people, because if they polled the people in a legitimate sort of way, in a binding way, hell, they wouldn't even retain their own seats.
Well, absolutely not. We know that already. That's why it's up to us to go there and embarrass the hell out of them while they're doing it.
What time's it all get started up at the Wisconsin State Capitol tomorrow, Pete's Box?
I believe they told me 11 o'clock at the information, which, you know, they might be telling me that because they don't want me to be there. You know,
so I'm gonna get that.
Maybe we'll get there and have some coffee and buy a few sandwiches and things like that for some of the people hanging out there.
Sounds great, Michael. When you're done there, swing by Dom's mom's house. More Devil's Advocates. See you on the other side.
She's number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
We stand on the shoulders.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north,
and now he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Overcast skies tonight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 32. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 34. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 32.
5 degrees.
If you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always getting what you deserve. Last segment of the day, 844-967-2789.
Your buddy, George Santos, Don, I understand a new potential pseudonym.
Pseudonym. Well, this one, Crudy, this might be the story, the circumstance. This might rise to the level of rage for Republicans that might actually make the GOP and Kevin McCarthy make a move on George Santos.
Why would they be rageful? I mean, the guy's a complete liar. He's ethically so far over the line, man. He's stealing money from dying dogs and veterans. And why would they now be troubled by the actions?
Oh, the fraud, their colleague, the stealing. I mean, that's all he fine just, for the Republicans.
He just until... got his committee assignments, Dom.
That was before the breaking news from Mediaite.com. A new report claims Rep. George Santos, Republican from New York, went by the name Katara while he performed in drag during his youth in Brazil. Uh-oh, Republicans, they don't like the drag queens. Santos reportedly used numerous aliases before he was elected to the House in November after campaigning on lies about his background. He said to use the name Anthony DeValder. We know all that about swindling money from the veteran's sick dog. But according to reporter Marissa Cabas, Santos also used the first name Anthony during his youth in Brazil. Cabas reported the now 34-year-old also dressed in drag and used the name Katara. Here's a quote. I just spoke by phone with Eula Rochard, a Brazilian drag queen who was friends with George Santos when he lived near Rio. Cabas tweeted on Wednesday with a picture she said was of Santos 15 years ago. She said everyone knew him as Anthony, never George, or by his drag name, Katara, and confirms this photo is from a 2008 drag show at Acari Beach in Brazil.
Is there a picture, Dom?
There is a picture.
Describe it. Use your words. In your own words, Dom. How's he look?
It's a pretty rough picture because it's from a newspaper print, right? And so it's from 2008, so it's a little old. It looks like him in the face. He's got some long hair, some big earrings on, a sleeveless, strapless dress with some looks like some red feathers, a red dress highlighted, looks like with some white, very very bedazzling, Ms. Katara. So if George Santos was a drag queen, and honestly, that'd be the coolest thing that George Santos has ever done. But if he was a drag queen back in Brazil, back in the day, you think the Republicans are going to allow for that grooming? Hell, they don't want to be next to him. They might catch the drag queen syndrome. That's contagious, right, Republicans?
And that party seemingly is a little catchy. I don't know about the drag queen, but, you know, there's something going round. 844-967-2789. You can be part of this political party. Dom, before we get to Rico, you're next in the queue, man. We'll get you there. Got to tell you about Marjorie Taylor Greene, another congressional update.
Oh, please. Yes.
I mean, compared to George Santos, she is the esteemed congresswoman from Georgia. do you know she is now suggesting there was no plane involved in the September 11th strike at the Pentagon? She's an anti-9/11, Dom.
Oh, yes. Another, more of those.
Former Congressman Denver Riggleman, Republican from Virginia, took to Twitter on Wednesday to slam Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene for an interview in which she suggests that the strike at the Pentagon during the September 11 attacks did not involve an airplane. The interview, given to American Priority before Taylor Greene took her seat in Congress in 21, was recirculated after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy assigned her to the House Homeland Security Committee.
Homeland Security? Wasn't she the one coming out giving updates from the White House about how their meetings were going before the insurrection? Now, Homeland Security? Great.
Well, a 9/11 denier, who would be better suited? I hear she's also a flat earther and a three-toer, Dom. But anyways, we had witnessed 9/11, right? She said in an interview, Greene. We had witnessed 9/11, the terrorist attack in New York, the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, and the so-called plane that crashed in the Pentagon, so-called plane, Dom. It's odd there's never any evidence shown for a plane in the Pentagon. Never happened, right, Dom? She goes on to say, one of my closest friends was in the Pentagon when the plane hit. I deployed 10 days after 9/11. Wrote Riggleman. Oh, sorry, I'm doing the Marjorie Taylor Greene voice. One of my closest friends was in the Pentagon when the plane hit. I deployed 10 days after 9/11, wrote Riggleman, the former Republican congressman, a Trump skeptic. A little bit further. Any idiot that says the so-called plane that crashed into the Pentagon and says there is no evidence for said plane is a mentally deranged fool. I don't need to read the rest, Em.
But the good news is Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Republicans, they're on the Homeland Security Committee. They can do an investigation and they can, you know, turn over all the rocks and find out what actually hit the Pentagon. Maybe it was a UFO.
Dom, there's only one clear explanation. If it wasn't an airplane, it was a Jewish space laser.
Is it Jewish or Jew-ish?
If why are both you and Ebon doing the jazz hands?
Jazz hands.
like you guys are coordinated this show. 844-967-2789. See what passes for show prep. Rico, I promised you a voice. What do you got for us, fella?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about this douche Swindell or whatever. I'll tell you what, I hope there's some of those 37,000 listening, and you guys out there, I hope they're angry. I hope that gets right up in your craw. I hope that makes you mad, man. He just slapped you in the face, and he basically told you to go sit to the back of the bus. Don't let him do that to you. Get out this time and vote. All right, just like Gwen Moore says, vote to be ornery. Now you've got something to be ornery about. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rico. Let's take one more voice in. Jack from Merrimack. Welcome back, Jack. What do you got for us?
What's up, Jack?
Yes, real quickly, George Santos, two things. First of all, isn't a drag show like a strip show? And secondly,
Court of Wanker.
Republicans aren't. Yeah. And secondly, the Republicans aren't going to do anything with him, I predict, because he'll do anything they want him to. And that's the primary thing that you have to do to be a Republican and to be in Congress. You do anything that the owners, I mean donors, want you to do. So that's it.
Well, and I hear he's quite entertaining. A little unprofessional. But I hear he puts on a hell of a drag show.
Yeah, baby.
Folks, some say we put on a hell of a show. Glad you joined us for it. If you're waiting for the basketball game in Waukesha, If Marshall found the location, it's coming next on 540 AM. Stick around, the rest of you. Empowered Caregivers at 7. Native Roots Radio next. Keep it locked. Civic Media.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.